Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me this morning on the KRDO Newsline is Chef Beebe of Mama Pearl's Cajun Kitchen. Chef, thanks so much for joining me this morning on KRDO News Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
And, you know, we've talked a lot over the past couple months, a year or so, just the number of impacts that COVID-19 has had on the restaurant industry. Thankfully, you know, capacity limits have been lifted. Things are somewhat back to normal. How's things going up at Mama Pearl's?
Well, it's been quite a roller coaster of a year, let me tell you. You know, with the shutdowns, with the rises and fall in business, and now with some of the new challenges we're facing, it's been interesting to say the least.
That, on top of the fact that you opened your new location up on the Northgate side of things not too long before all this coronavirus stuff happened, so it's definitely been interesting to say the least, but thankfully it seems like you're still in business, still working out, and still serving up that great Cajun food across Southern Colorado.
Well, the lights are still on, and I'm not losing any weight, so those are both good signs. We have seen business coming back to more usual levels over the last few weeks. It's been really nice. And, you know, if we have any secrets to our success, we have to say truly it's been our customers. They have rooted us on. They've supported us. They've gone out of their way to make sure that we continue to operate, and we really appreciate it.
Exactly. It seems like the customer sentiment for Mama Pearl's has been so crucial coming back, and as you said, really couldn't do it without that fan base, without the repeat customers. One thing, though, that we've seen not only at Mama Pearl's, but it seems like every restaurant, not only here in Colorado, but even nationwide, has been an issue as far as getting people to come in and help take down some of those help wanted signs throughout the area. And let's talk a lot about how that's impacting things day-to-day up at Mama Pearl's.
Well, it seems to be impacting more than just restaurants. There are many small independent businesses who are experiencing the same type of challenge right now. The labor pool has somehow managed to decrease or completely dry up. What's most frustrating of all is that people are applying for jobs, and we are able to talk to them on the phone, but they don't come in for the interviews. Or they might come in for an interview, you offer them a job, and they don't show up for the job. It's really, really frustrating. I can't begin to explain how difficult it is. In the restaurant business, staffing is transient. Most people tend to go from job to job over a year or several months. But even now, it's just multiplied the problem because there's nobody to backfill once somebody leaves and moves on to another position.
And as you'd mentioned, you've got people who will apply or interview. You've even offered jobs, and then they just don't show up. Are you hearing why they're not coming through, why they just leave you hanging, for lack of a better term?
I can only speculate because they never call us and say, hey, I'm not going to make that interview. They just don't show up. And it would be inappropriate for us to try and track them down. And quite frankly, if someone doesn't show up for an interview, I don't necessarily think that that person would be an asset to the business if they actually came in later on.
Yeah, and it's got to be tough, you know, trying to find people who want to work, especially since there seems to be so many other avenues out there, so many other incentives to maybe keep waiting and not take a lot of these service industry jobs that we're in such desperate need for, especially as things are opening back up at an exponential pace.
Well, what we're starting to find now is that people are looking for jobs are demanding a higher starting wage because they know there's so few people who are looking. You know, the rules of supply and demand apply even in employment. And when there's a low supply of workers, the cost of those workers is going to go up. The problem with that, I believe, is that that's not always going to be the case. We have an artificial stimulus for people to stay home right now, but that's not going to last forever. It's kind of like a game of musical chairs, where once that music stops and that supplemental money stops rolling in, everybody's going to start looking for a job, and then the the cards are going to switch hands, I guess, and we'll find people who really want to work who might have a little bit more of a challenge finding that job because those other people are not going to leave the higher paying jobs they've already got.
Exactly. And then especially in the restaurant industry, you're already running on such thin margins from the get-go, not to mention, you know, the months and almost a year of having so many impacts of not being able to do full business. Really, those higher paying wages just aren't there, especially in that restaurant sector that you need so much staffing help in.
Well, I never thought it would come to this. I've been in business here in Colorado Springs for a little over 11 years now, and you know, we've had our share of challenges, as every small business has, but I never thought the biggest challenge that we would have would be finding qualified workers to support the business. It's a challenge. I think it's going to be short term, but I think it is something that all of us are experiencing. I would urge anyone who hears this, if you know someone who's interested in working in the restaurant business or needs a job, now is the best time to go and find one because everyone really needs that support in their business. And we're seeing that in other service-related industries as well as restaurants.
Exactly. And what have you been hearing from your other restaurateurs, other independent business owners here across Southern Colorado as far as any potential incentives, or is there any way to try and help get people to fill these in knowing that the situation could swing back the other way not before too long?
I think what was most perplexing was that I actually ran an ad a couple of weeks ago where I was offering for a $500 bonus for anyone who came in and stayed at work for 3 months. I mean, that's an enticement. I don't know that you see that very many places. And we still never got a single request to take advantage of that offer. So I'm not quite sure if I'm offering the right thing or people are just not interested right now. But again, there are many, many factors, including new development around Colorado Springs, lots of construction, lots of opportunities for people who would normally be in the restaurant workforce to find employment in other places that might pay even better. So it's just part of the business. The blessing that we have is that our customers are here. They're supporting us. They're supporting other restaurants. Colorado Springs is a great foodie town. And the restaurateurs around the city, especially independents like myself, we really appreciate the support from our customers. You know, the thing in the business is that the owners of the business don't pay the bills. The customers do. We just sign the checks.
Exactly. And Chef Beebe, if anyone's looking to maybe hearing this, want to jump in on the workforce, maybe go in, you know, fill out an application, what's the best way to do so at either Mama Pearl's or at a number of other restaurants?
Well, of course, you can just check into those restaurants. If you walk in the door and say, hey, I'd like a job, many of them will entertain you right off the bat. If you want to reach us at Mama Pearl's, we're at 719-964-0234. We are open just about every day of the week, and we're glad to talk to anyone. We've got lots of positions open, entry level as well as experienced cooks, and we are just looking to stay in business so we can continue to support Colorado Springs, offer what we do, and do what we love.
Exactly. And as you're looking for those wide range of positions, what are you looking for in an ideal candidate right now?
I think the most important thing is reliability. You know, making sure people who accept the job are going to come in, because businesses my size, we don't have a lot of employees. I tell my employees, if you can't show up for work, that doesn't mean I have five other people that are waiting to take your shift. More often than not, if an employee doesn't show up, that means I have to go to plan B. And that plan B for me is actually plan BB. That means I get to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, we know Plan BB at some points has had you running the register, taking orders, cooking, busing, doing basically everything, even the janitorial work. So, Chef BB, thank you so much for everything you've done. If you do have one final message to the customer bases, obviously going through these issues, we've seen such great loyalty already. What can we ask for the customers continuing as this new challenge when it comes to staffing is being felt at so many restaurants?
Well, I do believe there is a light at the end of this particular tunnel, and we are looking forward to not only continuing to serve the people of Colorado Springs, but to grow our business and to employ as many people as we possibly can to create a better future for all of us. So again, I extend my personal thanks to everyone who has supported Mama Pearl's Cajun Kitchen and all independent restaurants in Colorado Springs. This is a group of people. They're great people. We love what we do. We love serving you, and we certainly hope to have you back as soon as possible.
Exactly. Well, if you want more information about maybe helping out with the efforts up at Mama Pearl's, just head on up. It is off of Northgate and I-25 in the shopping center right next to Magnum Bass Pro. You can't miss it. Once you turn off the interstate, you can just smell that great, authentic Louisiana Cajun food from your car. Just follow your nose, get right over to Chef Beebe at Mama Pearl's or any restaurant you happen to frequent, want to see them in business longer. If you're looking for work, just head on into your favorite restaurant to see what you can do to help them out. Chef Beebe, thank you so much for everything you do, helping to support the small business community here in Southern Colorado, and for joining us this morning on the Business Connection.
It was my pleasure to be here, and thank you. Have a great day.